Hey everybody, hola, it's Jonathan Echavarria. This is a separate introduction to this episode. I interviewed today, this morning, Chef Ronaldo Linares. It's amazing because we spoke about influence, how to influence the people around you. There's different teams. He's building his team. I'm going to be able to build my teams as well. And moving forward as entrepreneurs, it's really exciting to be able to surround yourself with the right people, the power of association. And we were just really... Ronaldo was just spitting some fire today, and it was an honor to have him on the show. Something happened with the audio where it was split, so I was able to edit them together, and now everything looks great. So really, really excited for you guys to really hear from Ronaldo, and please enjoy. Again, feel free to follow us. There's other episodes coming soon. I'm looking to have a guest every week, so very, very pumped about that. Thank you so much, guys, and here we go.
In the way he speaks, he's a very, very high energy individual. I can learn a lot from him. Every time I meet with him, every time I get to be in front of him, it's just impact. So Ronaldo, thank you for joining us, brother.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with you, bro. It's been about a year and a half, and it was great, great meeting you. I like how humble you are, how educated you are, how proud you are of not only your profession, but also you being Colombian, you being Latino, and a lot of respect for that. And a lot of people don't do that. They try to hide that and move away from that. You definitely move towards it, and I move towards it for sure, 100% every day. And it's been like that since 1990, since I arrived on the shores of Miami.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I know, guys, just a little background on Ronaldo. He's part of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
He was part of that, right? That's his background. And he also was running a restaurant,
Martino's Cuban restaurant in Somerville, New Jersey.
Still got to go check out the new spot, right? Yeah. You're going to be moving.
Yeah, at the end of March, we're going to be opening up on Davenport Street, right in Somerville, a block away. We're closer to the courthouse, and that's gonna be called De Martino, a Cuban restaurant.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that's exciting. Yeah. Definitely. And you were saying about Latinos, that's a big part, and I feel it's a big responsibility for us to really be able to be in this and just give as much as possible as Latinos. I'm a young guy, and I've had some speaking engagements, public speaking times where it's like, oh, you're such a young guy and you speak like from experience, and like there's like some credibility thing going on there. But like you said before, always staying humble, making sure that whatever I say is just to be able to serve people on a high level, because that's really all I care about. I don't really care about saying, oh, you're such a great speaker, you're such whatever. Like, that's awesome, right? It's great to be able to have that. That's why I practice. That's why I read. That's why I make sure I'm focused on improving myself, because if I'm going to find and develop myself as a leader and others that come on, in my life, on my team as leaders as well, man, then that's crucial. It's crucial to be able to understand, what a proper leader looks like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if people are telling you like, hey, you're a great speaker, you're doing great, I mean, thank you. I read, I educate myself. I might not have the life experience per se, but I have my own experience. My experience speaks for itself, and my experience is unique. Those people that people are always, there's going to be the people out there that are always going to try to knock you down. They're always going to try to find fault or just kind of giving it some type of an excuse or give you a small stab per se for them to feel good about them not taking action, them not educating themselves, them not moving forward. It's always going to be that. And as I get older, man, I see that more and more and more. And I'm always in my thoughts. I think about my past a lot. Just to, not in a sense of regret, just kind of for experience and kind of see certain people, actions that they did, things that people have said, because they felt threatened per se. They felt that they needed to say something to me because I'm always looking to achieve. I have a very creative mind. I like to constantly push myself and do something different in order for me to grow and to be able to provide value to people. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. To be able to educate yourself, to pass that education on, to bring value to one person. You know, if you do it for 2, 3, 1,000, 100,000, I mean, that's amazing. But it always starts at that one, right?
Yeah.
At that first domino. You know, if you were to line up 1,000 dominoes, right? Perfect line, line up 1,000 dominoes. The most important domino in that equation, right, is the first domino. Think about it, right? So if the domino, if each domino increases by size by 1%, right? Imagine how big the last domino is, right? That's a big domino, huge, you know? Yeah. Huge, huge domino. And you would look at it and be like, there is no way that domino is going to be knocked down, you know? That's a big domino. And we tend to do that, right? We tend to look at the end goal like, that's such a big thing. But it takes... So the point here is, it's the first domino that knocks over. That's the first step you take towards. That is like... being brave enough to jump into it. Hmm. And then you're going to start figuring it out. So when that first domino falls, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, that momentum, that 1,000 domino ain't nothing. That thing will go over with not a problem.
Wow.
Right? So it's like making sure anything you do, you apply to it. It's not just work, man. It's not just like... oh, I want to be a millionaire. That's great. But what are you going to do towards that? What's the first domino? Oh, I'm on a journey right now to get down to 185 pounds, right? I'm at 204.6 as of this morning. I am down 10 pounds.
That's amazing.
Right? Since I like really said, I want this. I need to stick to it. This is what I'm going to do. So I'm down 10 pounds just, all right, I still have a long way to go, but I am moving toward that goal, you know. I have a book that I just got, and my goal is to finish it by the end of this month. So I have set a plan towards reading that book, analyzing how many pages I could read in 1 hour. So I'm like, all right, I need to read 3 hours a week. Hope, you know, that's the plan to be able to finish this book by the end of the month. So it's like anything you do, right? I want to spend more time with my son. Great. What are you going to do that? You're going to block out time to spend time with your son. So it's very much of what you're doing towards that. And like, you know, like you're doing it. Like you read, man. You're constantly looking to improve yourself. And you're young. And that's amazing. Young is not a catalyst. Young is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. Because if you have that kind of knowledge now, imagine what you could have in a year from now, 2 years from now, if you keep up with this habit, you know, that you have formed already at such a young age, which is amazing, you know?
That's fire. I mean, you guys, you better be taking notes there because...
Take notes.
Because what he just said about the dominoes, that's an amazing analogy. Amazing.
And I got that from the book, The One Thing. All right. So make sure you read The One Thing. And I told you to get that book. So get it, guys. The One Thing. It's a quick read that you're going to read probably 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So, but it's a lot of lessons there. It's a book where you could go back. What you need to read that book is a highlighter and an open mind. And that's it. The highlighter, obviously, to highlight the more important points in the book.
Yeah! Wow! It takes one domino. That's
so cool. It's such a great way to look at things, right? Yeah. Like it's one of those like holy shit, like man, one domino.
Because I just think about the whole idea of even that line of dominoes. I can see it, and like you said, 1% each. And many of the times we go, like you said before, we go for that last domino, which probably weighs a ton. We try to push it down like this.
It won't go down. There's no way it's going to go down.
No way, because you still need that first one.
Yeah.
Or even if they're all the same size, I realize, and your goal is to knock all of them down. Let's say you knock the one in the middle down, and you knock it down the first half. I mean, the last half. What about this? You know, people try to skip things, and I realize a lot of people do that. Like, they're not willing to start at zero.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because it takes so much work. It takes so much work. Honestly, it takes too much work. There's roadblocks, there's obstacles, there's failure and failure and failure and failure and more failure.
That's amazing.
Until you get to that success. But every time you fail, it's like you're proving your concept, like you're making that shit right. Like, okay, this is why I failed. You know, David Goggins, right? I love him because I am a military man. I come from a military family. I have been raised in such a strict manner in my life. And I relate to a lot of his things. So when he speaks, I listen because it's relatable to me. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's one thing he said in an interview the other day. He's like, most people, like, take a look at a mountain in front of them and they're like, man, they get so overwhelmed with it. Maybe that's not the mountain for you, but people try to climb it anyway because they see no other choice. And he's like, man, shit. He's like, shit. Take a look to your right or left. There's a sidewalk. Take that sidewalk. Walk around it and then go to that next mountain. Maybe that's yours. Maybe that's your mountain, right? You're like, I was like, man, that is perfect. Because it is true. Because you get so stuck. I'm like, all right, you know, this is not me. Let me put it to the side. Let me go on that sidewalk. Walk. I'm like, all right, new challenge. Let me attack that, you know?
Yeah, gotcha, man. That's fantastic. Fantastic, because we're talking about before in terms of positive influences, right? Yeah. That's really, guys, that's a topic for today. The topic is influence, which is really a good way to segue into that, because speaking about, you know, picking your first domino, where is it that you're going to build your foundation? Because the foundation, as you know, I mean, my father, he does construction, like plumbing work, and he's taught me about, you know, the real estate, like how... Well, not like building real estate from scratch, but he maintains like a school, for example. And I realized the foundation is the dirty work. It's really difficult. And it hurts. Your hands are like full of cement. Like you get cut. But the foundation, once it's built, man, you're good.
Everything
you're
good else comes up.
Yeah. So that's what really is. And it comes with influence. You were talking before about being able to have positive influence on other people through just your words and, you know, your actions. Again, the experience part. Like, I'm a young guy. People say I haven't experienced much yet. You're so young. You're positive and naive at this point. I've gotten a lot of that.
No. It comes everybody. And like I said, it's those people that are afraid to actually work hard for something. And then all you have to say to that, just say, sounds good, and move forward. Don't give them your time.
Yeah.
Don't try to explain yourself. You don't need to explain yourself to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need, if you're, think about it, right? If someone's coming with the mindset to you to be like, yo, Jonathan, you're really young, you're naive, you're really positive because you're young. Why are you going to take time?
Yeah.
And it took me a while to understand that, right? Like, I will explain myself. No, it's because I could do this and that and that. And I will spend time explaining myself. Why? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say, sounds good. Sounds good. And I just move forward. Because why are you going to explain to someone what their mind is already set that is that? Right? Why are you going to try to change your mind? Who cares? You change your mind by your actions of what you do.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds and that's it. Simple as that. Sounds good. Move on.
It's not worth it, right? To fight.
It's not. Why?
Because it's just coming at you and you're just saying, yeah. You know, actually, my mom taught me that when I was younger, too. She said I was verbally bullied in school.
Yeah.
I was a chubby kid.
I
used to wear glasses without this piece, so I was wearing like this.
Yeah.
And people, I was in the, what's it called? I was playing tuba.
Yeah.
I played a tuba in middle school, and they would make fun of me, right?
Of course. It's all
good. You know, whatever. We'd play dodgeball. I was slower
than the other kids. And it sucks.
It's all good, man. I appreciate it. And my mom said one of the simple things, like people used to call me gay, a nerd, a fat ass, whatever. I mean, excuse me the words, but I think it's necessary.
I mean, it's
right?
It's necessary. It's real life, man. It's not meant for any. It's not a bad thing, but it's just the bully. You know, there's bullies in every form. In bullying, bullying is real at every stage.
Yeah.
And just because, like, I got bullied, like, I consider myself a hard individual. Like, I consider me a man's man. But I got bullied. You know what I'm saying? I got bullied because I was fat, right? I didn't look like everybody else. I looked white, but had an accent, and with American people, but with the Spanish people, I looked white, but because speak Spanish, I wasn't accepted. I have blonde hair and like green eyes, sometimes brown because it changes depending on the day and my mood. And I got bullied all the time because of my clothing, because of this, of that.
Yeah.
And I, during that time, I used my fists, right? I will fight these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it was the right thing to do, right? To gain respect. And of course, that changed as time went on. But we have to take those experiences, right? So So I take those experiences and I influence my son, right? I tell him, like, this might happen. But I prepare him mentally for that mental warfare that he's going to come into. How do I do that, right? It's a question. How do I influence my son? Like, we talk about influencers, right? Influence you to drink this type of drink. Influence you to that, this kind of thing. Like, there's other type of influence, which I think is a lot more important than that. And that's why, like, I've taken a small hiatus from Instagram, bro. Because I'm trying to figure out, like, I want to put proper content that's going to help people out in the sense of health and wellness. So I'm creating something right now, which I'm going to start pumping out like every day because I want to be that consistent with that as far as LinkedIn. But anyway, back to the influence part. And I think it's important to really think about it. Like, yeah, what are you going to post that's really going to change? So that's like what I'm doing now. But anyway, with my son, I speak to him in a positive manner. I talk to him in real life terms as a young adult. I don't talk to him again. I don't protect him from anything. You know, something happens to him, I explain to him why it happened. I show him the respect he deserves. I constantly give him affirmations. We talk about affirmations. We speak affirmations into the mirror, such as that I'm strong, I'm smart, I'm positive, I'm a community builder. Does he know what I, yeah, he knows what that is because I explain it to him all the time what a community builder is.
That's awesome.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I was that kid, you know, and it's important at a young age to instill that habit into them, to instill that kind of mind frame into them, because they're just gonna, that's just gonna repopulate in their mind as they get older and just become stronger and they're more confident in themselves. So if they do want to be the tuba player, right, if they do want to take acting class, yep, theater class, and such things like that, be on the debate. I, man, all those things I'm telling you right now is like things I wish I would have done. Yeah, instead of going the other route, right? Trying to be the cool kid, right? Trying to be the fatter and stuff. And once I learned how to verbalize my words, right? Turning those fists into more words, mm-hmm, and using my mind and reading and all that, things changed, right? So I know what it could do. So I'm taking that experience and putting it to my son, right? So he could be, essence, one day, he could be the person that stops bullying, because, like, being nice is cool. It's a cool thing to be nice, you know? And those people that are miserable out there, walking around, angry, and you know those people, man. Oh, you say hi to them, they look at you, and, like, F you. Like, all right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Hello, you know what I mean? That should not interfere. Yeah. What your thought pattern is.
Precisely. I love that so much because, I mean, especially the children, right? The next generation. I mean, when it's your child, I know my children one day will come.
Yeah.
Right? I just have the faith that things will be great for the children of the next generation, because bullying is a very real thing, like you said. And that's not a very positive influence
when
people bully. But it's also something like, it's not about us, it's about the bully's problem.
Exactly.
That's what my mom taught me too. She said it's their what's it called? Inferiority complex.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
something's wrong with them, but they need to put it out on someone else. And I realized that, okay, well, my mom said, hey, that's all good. The same thing you said.
Yeah.
Hey, you call me gay? Sure, man. Whatever
sounds
you say.
Sounds good.
That's it.
That's it.
And they would stay quiet. They'd be like, what? I was expecting them to fight me or something. Yeah. And no.
Because now you're tapping into, right, they have such, their brain doesn't work that way, right? A bully's brain is weak, is tiny, small, right? There's something that they're fighting with themselves, so they want everyone else to feel that way. So once you give it back to them in a sense of, like, sounds good, thank you. They're dumbfounded, right? That little hamster, little squirrel in their brain, it stops. Say, wait a second. He said something back. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're scrambled. Oh, whatever, man. And they just walk away. And that's it. And then by doing that, though, they start thinking, like, why am I doing that to this guy? Right? So they change the way they're thinking about things, how they're looking about things, and then now you're influencing them. Like, hey, it's not cool to be like that. You don't know me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or asking them, why do you think, what do you think I'm gay? Oh, because, you know, you're fat and you walk around.
And, like, and I don't talk to many girls.
Right? Never. You don't talk to girls. I'm like, okay, and that's the reason? All right, sounds good. And then they're like, oh, that's pretty stupid of me to think. You know, it's like
it
creating engagement, you know, it's key. It needs to be done more.
Definitely.
You know?
And the curiosity. Like, I have a genuine curiosity about human nature.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that's really led me to something like this. Having you in front of me, it's super, really exciting for me because I get to see a reflection of something that I don't know quite yet.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, thank you, man.
In terms of the word influence, I mean, this is awesome because one of the biggest things about bullies and other people in general, just like they're afraid of some of people like us. You know, I gotta be very honest because we reflect something that they have no idea what's going on. Like we're vibing right now on a level that I appreciate so much.
No, 100%.
Because it's the energy thing.
Yeah.
I've been more conscious of energy the past few years than any other time ever. Yeah.
Energy is huge, man.
I used to always be like, you know, video games. That was my energy right there. Yeah, but it was not like flatline.
Yeah.
But this is like a flow of something that's beautiful because you can this is the space of creation.
Yeah.
And I feel like for you to be live, like I would have a saying too, like when you live from the inside out, that's construction.
Yeah.
But if you live from the outside in, it's destruction.
Yeah. Because that's awesome.
Because there's so many times where like there's influence.
Write that down, guys.
Mm-hmm. Please do. Listeners. It comes from the heart.
Write that one down. That's a gem.
Boom.
Construction, destruction.
Because there's so many people out there who let the outside influences. Like, for example, if we even talk about influence, we're talking about love and hospitality, for example. People talk about like, oh, why didn't this person tip me that much? Mm-hmm. And they get let that ruin their day.
Yeah.
Essentially, if someone tips you $2 when they're supposed to tip you $10, I'm not going to be like, wow, they're an asshole. Now my day's ruined. No. Yeah. Why would that's a waste of my time, energy. Yeah. Because we have a whole day. My mother said, don't let anyone or anything ruin your day. Nada ni nadie te daña tu día.
Yeah.
She's like, that's the truth. And I said, that's wisdom right there. Because if we kind of keep our energy up, we're going to have the bigger blessings coming later. Yeah. It doesn't matter about those $2. I don't care about that.
Because you know the next one could give you 20.
Yeah. And even
right?
Exactly.
No. Like, honestly, like, it's crazy you bring that up. I was listening to Joel Osteen on the way in, and he was just talking about that. He's like, you know, we tend to, you know, he was talking about like the week, right? Monday through Friday. Monday is statistically, that's the day most people have heart attacks because it's Monday, the Monday blues, and it's a really tough. People are stressed the hell out and they're not looking at the first domino, they're looking at all the way to Friday, the last domino and everything they have to do and their work and all that, and that's stress, right? So then Friday, statistically, people's mood go up by 10% because it's Friday. They chose to be, so it's like, the point is they're choosing to be happier on Friday because it's Friday, and they're choosing to be miserable on Monday because it's Monday. So like, you know, he said something really funny, which I love his sermons because they're very real, you know. And he's like, why not make every day Friday in a sense where like you're excited about each day? Because the mood that you wake up in will define your day. If you wake up, oh God, I have so much to do today. I have this email. I have this, you know. Why not change it to like, I get to do. I get to wake up and at 6 a.m. with my boy, Zane, like my son Zane, and, you know, change him and see his smiling face and his weird, you know, mannerisms. And then Liam come in and do the same and love his brother. I get to witness that in the morning. I get to get in my car. Like, you know, he was talking about that. I get to get in a car that I drive to go do work, to do God's work in a sense, to go and influence, to love, to and to create. You know, I get to sit here with you and talk on this podcast and dig deeper than I normally would on a day and really think about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to construct my words with you. So it's like, change that mindset to I get to, right? It's such a powerful thing. And that's the second time it came up. It came up yesterday in a thread I was reading, part of a mastermind group I'm in, and she was talking about that same exact thing. And then it came up today, and I'm like, you know, God is always talking to you through other people. You know, if you're mindful enough, God is always talking to you through other people. And it just you gotta stay in the belief state, in the state of like, yes, 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 it's gonna happen. You know, it will come.
Yeah.
Just be patient. Keep at it. Keep knocking those dominoes down, you know.
Yeah, I got you. The dominoes roll.
Make sure you didn't stop.
Yeah. I just needed to pause it because I get text sometimes and I realize that the
put on you can't put on airplane mode because you're recording right on Anchor, right?
Yeah.
Can you record on airplane mode on Anchor?
Oh, I got it. All right, no, I just needed to put it on silent, like no ringer, no vibration, nothing. Sorry for
interrupting. No, it's fine, bro.
Yeah, I know you wanted to have that for.
No, that was a good. That was a good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's great what you were saying before about the first domino. That's just like, that's going to stay with me this whole week, man, for sure.
Yeah.
The domino thing is phenomenal.
And like when you read the book, you understand a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of those things. It's like realizing that, again, the influences, not just people, because I look at influences like mostly people. Like you bring influence through your words, through your actions, but they're going to focus more on that than anything else. And that's what's really cool you were saying about, for example, I mean, we could talk a little more about being in the kitchen. Right, so we were talking about tips before, but being in the kitchen, for example, you've led a team in the kitchen.
Yeah.
How's that been like in terms of influencing them to do the right thing and to make sure that they are in the proper, I guess, in
sync, state of mind.
In sync, state yeah. of mind, exactly.
I think you know, the hospitality industry is super important for your growth. I think like I owe it a lot of the way I am, the way I think, the way I analyze things, because, you know, you're dealing with every type of personality walking through that door as a customer, and as employees, the same thing, right? Each as an employer is the same thing. Each employee is different. Each employee has its own attitude, its own issues, its own mannerisms. So for me, I took it, you know, when I led Marines, I took it the same way. Like, I looked at it the same way. I was like, each individual is different. Me as a leader, it is my job to find out what makes you tick, what motivates you, what inspires you, what you find important, and what are you about? What is your family like? What is your background like? Where do you come from? And how does that happen? Easily, through conversation. And as soon as you start finding out more and more about your employee, you could direct your objective to each employee differently of how you approach that individual. Because you can't take a blanket approach to all your employees. Because not everyone's going to receive the message the same way. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be individually tailored. That is your job as a leader, to take the time to do that. And that's why you're getting paid the big money, to do that. To be able to take the most, that to bring out the most motivation, inspiration, work out of that individual in a way where... Oh, perfect. 10:30? Oh, we'll be done by then. Yeah, we'll be done. Yeah, we're almost done.
Okay. Awesome. Upstairs room, the team room.
Okay.
Nobody's up there, so you could go up there. There's a big table.
Awesome.
Thank you, Krista.
Was that at 10 or 10:30?
She's at 10:30.
She's at 10:30, right?
Yeah.
Did I hear it correct?
Yeah, 10:30.
Okay. I heard it correct, right? 10:30? All right.
10:30. I actually had a reserve downstairs until 11. Well, I wanted a reserve, but they didn't call me back. Like, so they filled in another space. Because I called 2 days ago.
Really?
They're like, yo, we'll call you as soon as we know more.
Yeah, they're like weird.
It's just very small.
They're in Maragallos, in a way, right? Like,
oh, for sure.
Hi, how are you? Hey, I'm a zombie.
Well, I mean, we have about 10 minutes.
Is it? Did it say 10 or 10:30?
10:30. We have, it's 10:20 right now.
So oh, it's 10:20?
10:30.
That is 9:50.
Yeah.
Oh, I started at 9:51. Holy crap. Wait, is it 10 what?
10:20. On the dot.
Oh, we have the mic wave up there. Come on.
Yeah,
finish
it off. Anyways,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We have the mic.
So we're on a good flow right there, bro.
Yeah. Gotta drive up to Flemington. Concept, but it's like, why can't everything be fine? Why can we feel like that? Make ourselves feel happier.
Yeah, because I read in a book recently that, you know, time doesn't exist. Like, in reality, time doesn't exist, right? Which, that's the thought in the book. I really meditated on it for a while, and I realized what he meant by that when he wrote it in the book. The fact that, you know, we construct the week in a certain way. We respect time. Actually, we don't respect time enough to say that Monday is a blessing. Right, because we say Monday, oh my God, and we dread it. Because based on our situation, the circumstance, living outside in, right?
Essentially, Monday is the first day that God created. Like, you know, like,
isn't that
essentially
cool?
Right? Like, Monday was the first day. Like, that's the first day of the week.
Yeah.
That's,
or
like,
even if that Gregorian calendar didn't exist.
Yeah.
If today was today, as our ancestors used to live, there was no such thing as Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But today it's like, okay, I need to make sure my family's taken care of. I had this conversation with people too in terms of, right, YOLO, the culture of YOLO. People say, oh, you know, just live for today. You don't know tomorrow. It's true. However, we have advanced so much, evolved so much to the fact that we can think about the future. We can use our thought, independent thought, to create better realities.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, today is important, but that doesn't mean you go out there and get drunk and get wasted and, like, oh, you know, whatever, tomorrow doesn't, it doesn't matter. Dude, you're wasted. You're, like, you're really just not respecting your life.
Yeah.
So that's so cool that you mentioned that in terms of just influencing other people, showing by example that, you know, the time is valuable, even though, like, Friday doesn't matter, Saturday doesn't matter, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, none of that matters.
Yeah.
Because what really matters is the impact you're making on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Are you telling people, toma? Yeah. Are you telling people, yo, I don't care about you. Like, right? You could, I focus on loving people more every day.
Yeah.
Love is a big part of my life.
Yeah,
humility,
yeah,
that's a huge thing, because my heart,
like,
just, like, blows out of my chest for real. It's just, like, just amazing. It's a great feeling, because I've learned just through my faith, and I know that you, again, you got a big, big thing going in terms of, like, serving people on a higher level.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's something that
working on it. Working on it hard.
Man, fantastic. And I love that, especially just understanding that my mentors even say that. They say the definition of success is how many people are better off because you lived, because you walked this earth.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's powerful, man, to be able to, you know, look at things that way, you know, like, you really think of yourself that important, that powerful. It puts you into a state where, like, what can I do during my time? You know what I'm saying? Because you're not, like, you really never know when that moment strikes, right?
Truly.
Because life is about moments, you know, and you never know. So that's why you have to make sure you're constantly doing some, you're moving into a forward direction.
True, yeah.
It could be in inches, centimeters, millimeters, or in leaps and bounds. Like, it's all, you never know. It could be a little bit, a lot, a little bit. It's like, but it's moving forward.
Yeah.
You know what
baby
I'm saying?
Baby steps, even if it's baby steps, right, moving forward, that's important.
Yeah.
And you just reminded me of my mom. She told me this too. She says, mijo.
Yo, mom's got,
she's always got the best sayings,
bro.
Amazing. When she said, mijo, there's only two things you take when you die, like, at the end of your life. She said, the moments that you live and the things that you eat.
Yeah.
Those are the only things you
do. I'm going to leave you with, that reminds me of a priest, Padre Marco, right?
Yeah.
So I think this is a great way to leave this with. It's a good one, thought provoker. So he's giving a sermon, right? And he's giving a sermon. He starts. He's from Costa Rica. He's probably 5'2" tall. Beautiful, beautiful, gray, white hair. Very proud to be a priest, right? Chest up, walk with purpose. Like, he knew he was going to say something. At times, he would lose his voice by the end of his sermon, of how much he poured into it, right?
Wow.
He lived, spoke the word of God. I've never met somebody with more humility, more humble. And he needed nothing. Like, he was just, you know, he just lived for God. Truly, right? So in this sermon, he starts out, "Hi, how's everybody doing?" But he starts with things, some joke, whatever, boom, boom, boom. And you get in a good, you get excited because his voice projects, right? From this 5'2" person, he's speaking like he's 6'5", 300 pounds, just power. And in every word hits your body and it makes you think. And this was during Easter. And he was talking about, you know, it was during right when God was coming to resurrect and everything. And the one thing about, and I'm going to say this with the most respect possible.
Yeah.
That in the Latino community, when we come as immigrants here and we find our church again, it's like you come with nothing and you start working and gaining some money and moving forward and there's groups there at church, right, that you kind of drift to. But then out of those Latinos, some of them start making money a lot quicker than some in the group, and they fall away from that. They move away from that. You know, they come so humbled and, "Oh, I'm here. I'm ready to make my life," and they make it. They forget about those people in their group and they move closer to the front as if they were better than everybody else. Mm. So Padre Marco was talking about this that day. He was talking about kind of like what I just said. And he's like, one of the most powerful things, and I always keep it with me, right? He said, as I take a look at my congregation, I take a look at my people, you know, we come in here and make sure we have the best suit on, the best shoes on and everything. Those that could afford it and those that cannot are putting the best face forward, you know. But one thing that we forget through this journey is to create true communication, a true friendships, legacy, right? Because we just want to gather, right? And just hold it now. And not give anything away. And we start looking down on these people that are not making it because it's just harder for them. But remember this. Remember this. When we die, right? When we die and we get put into that box, into the ground, to the dirt, and while we start decomposing, the same worms that are going to eat this father, this poor father, because I have nothing. I'm poor. All I have is this raggedy clothes. The same worms that are going to eat me are going to eat you, you, and you. There's no first-class worms in this world. There's none.
None.
Same worms are going to eat you. So take that and see how you're going to live your life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because those people, are the same worms are going to eat you, no matter how much money you got. Right?
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? So that was powerful.
Man, Chef, it's been a pleasure.
You know what I'm saying?
For real, it's been that's impactful. And see, guys, this is precisely why I had Chef on the show today.
Yeah.
It's definitely